Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More on the anti-animal agriculture groups in just a moment.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster Fence continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GobobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
The groups that are out there that want to put livestock producers out of business for good are ramping up their attacks. So says Kay Johnson Smith of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. She talked with her own Carson Horn about the groups that are out there that are getting more aggressive all the time in their attacks on modern animal agriculture production.
You still have the groups that are trying to work for incremental changes, but again, with the goal of eliminating animal ag. They operate in the world of meeting with the corporate boardroom, meeting with CEOs of companies and so forth. So you have that side of the activist community, but then you have these other groups that are breaking onto farms in the middle of the night, stealing animals from farms, introducing who knows what, and destroying, you know, the biosecurity protocol within farms, and laughing about it and thinking that they're rescuing animals, and yet they have complete disregard for really the health and well-being of the animals that they are potentially jeopardizing.
Criminal activity.
Absolutely, criminal activity. We as an industry have to hold them accountable. And they're a little harder to pinpoint, so we're monitoring, their social media. We're monitoring to see what campaigns are posting online, because they operate very much like terrorist organizations, where they're not structured as an organization with campaigns and, you know, board of directors and so forth. They operate very much in individual cells, and they inspire online. They inspire people to take action wherever they are and to break into farms, and they trespass, and they're totally okay with that. They think they are justified in doing it because they're rescuing animals. Really, they're stealing animals.
Yeah.
And we have to call it what it is. We can't, dance around it. We need to call it what it is. They're stealing animals. They're breaking in. They're criminal trespassing. We need to hold them accountable. And how we need to do that are things that we can do, some proactive steps. Get to know your local law enforcement ahead of time. Call them when they do break in. Hold them accountable. Put signs up. Put lights up to try to protect your business, because your goal is to try to protect your animals, whereas these individuals couldn't care less.
And Kay says it's also important to remember the battle that's going on for the hearts and minds of consumers.
The issues that the activists are pressing, they're really not top of mind to the consumer. But, and 97% of the American public still eats meat, milk, and eggs on a regular basis. So people want the products that come from farmers. Typically, people love farmers and ranchers, and they love the idea of farmers and ranchers. But what they're not sure about, and they hear a lot of the campaigns by activist groups, is about factory farming and how large farmers are bad. And so we have to do a better job of telling that story. So we try to address a lot of the myths that are out there by activist organizations to ensure there is a counter voice to what the activists are saying. But really, that's where we need to focus our efforts, not on that tiny less than 1% that are the vocal animal rights extremists. We need to focus our positive stories on the 97% of the people who love what we produce.
Yeah.
But we have to have a face. We have to, farmers and ranchers today have to add to their business plan. It's one more thing that they have to learn how to do. It's not, their favorite thing to do, but it really is important to have an online presence, whether it's on Facebook or a website, because that's where everybody goes for information. And in particular, when your land backs up to, maybe a suburban development or a more urban area, more than ever, you need to have an online presence. So when people want to know about your ranch or your farm, what do they find? Mm-hmm. Are they hearing only what the activists say about you, or are they hearing from you directly and seeing that your family's involved, the generations of family, how you want to leave your farmer ranch to the next generation? So we have to be better at getting...
Kay Johnson-Smith of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.